Today's reading is in Luke chapter 8, beginning in verse 1. Luke chapter 8, beginning in verse 1. Soon afterward, he went on through cities and villages, proclaiming and bringing the good news of the kingdom of God. And the 12 were with him, and also some women who had been healed of evil spirits and infirmities. Mary, called Magdalene, from whom 7 demons had gone out, and Joanna, the wife of Chuza, Herod's household manager, and Susanna and many others who provided for them out of their means. And when a great crowd was gathering, and people from town after town came to him, he said in a parable, "A sower went out to sow his seed, and as he sowed, some fell along the path, and was trampled underfoot, and the birds of the air devoured it. And some fell on the rock, and as it grew up, it withered away, because it had no moisture. And some fell among thorns, and the thorns grew up with it and choked it. And some fell on good soil, and grew and yielded 100-fold. As he said these things, he called out, "He who has ears to hear, let him hear." And when his disciples asked him what this parable meant, he said, "To you it has been given to know the secrets of the kingdom of God. But for others they are in parables, so that seeing they may not see, and hearing they may not understand. Now the parable is this: the seed is the word of God. The ones along the path are those who have heard, then the devil comes and takes away the word from their hearts, so that they may not believe and be saved. And the ones on the rock are those who, when they hear the word, receive it with joy. But these have no root. They believe for a while, and in time of testing, fall away. And as for what fell among the thorns, they are those who hear, but as they go on their way, they are choked by the cares and the riches and the pleasures of life, and their fruit does not mature. As for that in the good soil, they are those who, hearing the word, hold it fast in an honest and good heart, and bear fruit with patience." In these first few verses, we see some women who are mentioned, those that had been healed of evil spirits and infirmities. But what I want to point out to you is verse 3, that they provided for them out of their means. Jesus and the disciples, as they traveled about teaching and proclaiming the kingdom of God, were not doing anything to make any money along the way, at least not what we have recorded. And so there would have been some needs that were coming up. You know, all of us have to eat. All of us have to find a place to sleep once in a while. And the fact is that those who valued the work that Jesus was doing, valued the message, valued the teaching that he was bringing, that they did some work to provide for him. In other words, they sacrificed of their means in order to support what they were doing. So I just wanted to recognize them for that out of these first few verses. But then we have the parable of the sower, a parable in which there are 4 types of soil that are described. 3 of these types are inhospitable in one way or another to the seed. And so he explains that those soils represent the way that people react to the gospel. In essence, he's talking about the soil of the heart that the seed would be planted in. Anyone who has been a Christian for a good amount of time has seen people have these various types of hearts, these soils exemplified. They've seen the people that don't want to listen at all. They've seen the people that listen a little bit. They've seen the people that become a child of God for a while, but they don't have any endurance to last a long time. And they've seen those that were very productive. But when we have those that don't listen and those that don't endure, it breaks our hearts, because we develop a relationship with people and we care about them. And when that doesn't produce fruit from the Word of God, then it does. It really breaks our hearts. But let's talk about these types for a moment. The soil that is along the wayside presents a picture of one who would hear the word, but it is taken away from him by the devil. In Matthew, Jesus adds that he does not understand it. And so the seed is there, The seed is sown, but the heart doesn't take it in. The heart doesn't accept it. Someone can have a hard heart for a few different reasons. One could be they just don't have any interest in any spiritual things. They are so focused on what they're doing in their life and what they're occupied with that they're just not paying any attention to anything that has to do with spiritual matters. The other thing is, you know, it may be a little confusing for them in the beginning. Maybe it's because they have different ideas or they have an upbringing that taught them other things that conflict with the gospel. And when that conflict is presented as they hear the word, instead of taking the time and the intellectual energy to understand it and grasp with those things, they just reject it outright. And so the heart is hard and it does not listen. It does not pay any attention to the gospel. And so Satan then snatches it away. The second type is described as falling on the rock or being a stony soil. When I read passages like this, I tend to draw a mental image in my mind of what's being described. And of course, that mental image is going to be based on things I've personally seen and experienced. And when I think about this stony soil, I think about the times that we go hiking out at Inks Lake. And if you've been out there and walked around the hiking trails, you see a lot of rock. You see a lot of large rock, you know, not just small rocks here and there, but I mean, you're walking over large portions of rock. And sometimes you might have a couple of those rocks that have formed a line there of soil, where that soil has either washed down to that point, it's blown to that point, and you might have just a little bit of grass that grows right there. Sometimes there's some little indentions where a little bit of water pools up as well. And if you look at those, then you can recognize that there's a little bit of growth there. Usually in the spring, when everything begins to sprout, you'll see a little grass there, maybe a couple of wildflowers, something along those lines. But there's not enough soil there for those roots to grow and to get established to the point that when it gets hot during our summers, that it would last. I mean, we get some really hot summers. You combine that with all that rock that heats up in the summer sun, and there's just not enough of anything there for them. There's not enough soil. There's not enough moisture. There's not enough the right temperature range. And so they almost literally burn up in our summers. And I think about that with this falling on the rock, that it withers away because it has no moisture. I think we've all seen someone that seems to initially have a response to spiritual discussions. Somebody that we're very hopeful with because of that initial response. And maybe they expend that intellectual effort in the beginning to understand the things of the gospel. But as soon as it gets difficult, as soon as the first barrier gets hit, the first hard-to-swallow thing for them, they begin rejecting the gospel. And so they receive that message joyfully for that short time, but in difficulty, no, that does not last at all. That barrier might get hit soon, and it might last long enough that we have high hopes for that person. But that initial growth does not carry through to any level of endurance. One thing that Jacob put in his book about this that I thought was interesting is he describes this as a shallow faith that is based upon perhaps emotion without depth. And that might be a pretty good way to think of it because emotional responses to things don't last very long. The moment that high of emotion begins to wear off, then it's gone. There's no basis there for it to last. Faith has to be based on a lot more than just an initial emotional response. They're doing better than the first soil in that they're listening and, you know, there's some response, but it's not going to really do anything. Then you have the thorny ground. And the thorny ground is similar to the stony ground in that there is a response to the gospel. And along with the gospel, the thorns are growing up and they choke it out. They you know, whenever you have anything, you know, a flower bed, a garden, anything along those lines, you don't want weeds and different things growing alongside them, because those weeds and things, they're taking up some of the moisture from the ground. They're taking up nutrients from the ground. If they grow faster than what you're growing, they could shade those things to the point that they don't get enough sun. There's lots of detrimental effects that they have on what you're trying to grow. And here we're talking about trying to grow the gospel. And so he said, you know, they go on their way and they are choked by the cares and the riches and the pleasures of their life. I relate this to somebody who may spend their time, you know, grasping with the gospel. They may develop enough faith that they're obedient to the gospel. And they may even continue to be a Christian for some length of time. But you slowly see that choking going on. Sometimes, you know, you start seeing things like their attendance becomes less regular. They're not studying the Bible the way they used to. They're not engaging themselves with members of the church. They're not developing those relationships. They're more interested in what they have going on in the rest of their life than they are in what's going on in their spiritual life. And so slowly, those things of the secular life take over and the faith withers away. Then there is the good ground. The good ground is ground that produces fruit. And this is the time of year when I'm thinking about gardens, so I'm going to relate it to gardening again. You know, this is, you've worked the ground, you've put some compost or some fertilizer in it, you've gotten it ready, you've prepared it, you've planted the seed, you've watered it, you've done all the things, and it's so joyous when you start to see those plants come up, and then even more joyous when you start to be able to gather some fruit out of your garden, get something from all of your efforts. Well, spiritually, it's the same. Good ground doesn't mean that there was no work behind it. They have to put in the intellectual effort. They do have to develop the faith. They have to make a commitment. But the difference is they keep working those things. They don't allow the thorns to grow up. They don't allow themselves to become hardened to spiritual matters. And they place a priority on the kingdom of God. And that's why it produces fruit. That's why it becomes the only type of heart that is truly satisfying to God. The others, they all fall away. But this one lasts. But it lasts because of effort. It lasts because of interest. And so that's kind of where I want to leave off today is, you know, am I working my heart in such a way, using God's word, using my relationship with God and with my brethren? Am I praying about things so that my heart is continually being worked so that it is producing fruit? It is good ground for the word of God. I need to honestly answer that question. Am I allowing my interest in other matters to choke out the word of God? And so perhaps some things we could pray for today in this regard is going to be praying that we are seeing our heart the way it truly is, and praying that we work on our heart so that it is that fertile ground for the gospel to produce fruit, for the word of God to be effective and active in my life. Thank you for listening today. Please continue in prayer that God may be with us all.